This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has told his National Guard that Biden is not their commander-in-chief, while at the same time, he has hit the White House with a lawsuit over what he says are unconstitutional military vaccine mandates. Citing the governor's authority as, quote, commander-in-chief and on Texas's sovereignty, end quote, Abbott filed suit Tuesday in federal court, asking the judge to overturn Biden's vaccine requirement in a filing that repeatedly invokes Abbott's own authority as commander-in-chief of the Guard, so reports the Daily Mail. Under overlapping statutes, state National Guards, well, they remain under the command of governors, except when they are called up for federal service by the president. Title 10 of the U.S. Code applies to active duty military, while Title 32 applies to the Guard. The deadline for troops to get vaccinated was December 31st. According to Abbott's suit, 40% of the members of the Texas Army National Guard under his command are refusing to get the shot for religious, medical, or other reasons. Quote, defendants' intrusion into the discretion and scope of Title 32 commanders is contrary to the balance of power between federal and state officials set out by the U.S. Constitution and federal law, end quote. So Abbott argues in the suit, which names Biden in his professional capacity. Quote, it is unlawful for defendants to attempt to override the governor's authority to govern his troops and then leave him to deal with the harms that they leave in their wake, end quote. The suit cites the Texas state constitution and claims the defendant's actions, quote, directly infringe on Governor Abbott's authority as commander-in-chief and on Texas's sovereignty and so harm Governor Abbott and Texas, end quote. Speaking of the military and vaccine mandates, Biden suffered another blow to his dubious plan to stick every member of the armed forces with the experimental gene therapy treatment. A Texas federal judge granted a temporary injunction this week for 35 Navy SEALs who were unlawfully denied religious exemptions from the unconstitutional federal COVID-19 shot mandate. These SEALs collectively have more than 350 years of military service and more than 100 combat deployments, but were told they could face court-martials or involuntary separation if they don't receive the injection. In U.S. Navy SEALs versus Biden, U.S. District Court Judge Reed O'Connor wrote, quote, 35 Navy Special Warfare Service members allege that the military's mandatory vaccination policy violates their religious freedoms under the First Amendment and Religious Freedom Restoration Act. The Navy provides a religious accommodation process, but by all accounts, it is theater. The Navy has not granted a religious exemption to any vaccine in recent memory. It merely rubber stamps each denial. The Navy service members, in this case, seek to vindicate the very freedoms they have sacrificed so much to protect. The COVID-19 pandemic provides the government no license to abrogate those freedoms. There is no COVID-19 exception to the First Amendment. There is no military exclusion from our Constitution, end quote. As a result of Liberty Counsel's separate case, Navy SEAL 1 versus Biden, Florida federal judge Stephen Merriday ordered each branch of the military to file a detailed report every 14 days beginning this Friday, January 7th, 2022. Liberty Counsel represents plaintiffs from five branches of the military, federal employees, and federal civilian contractors who have been unlawfully mandated to get the COVID shots or face punishment and discharge from the military or termination from employment. The judge's order also stated that the federal executive orders regarding federal employees and civilian contractors expressly require religious exemption. Judge Merriday wrote that the military plaintiffs' claim that the accommodation process is a ruse are, quote, quite plausible, end quote, under the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act, because the reports filed by the military branches thus far revealed not one of the 16,643 requests for religious accommodation have been granted, and hundreds have been denied at the first stage, including one denied at the appeal stage. Liberty Council founder and chairman Matt Staver said, quote, the military had a clear choice: voluntarily accommodate those with sincere religious beliefs or be ordered by the court to accommodate sincere religious beliefs. The military has dug in its heels and continues to deny every religious exemption request. The Department of Defense now must report the status and disposition of all religious exemption requests and admit to the court it has not granted any of the thousands of requests. It's just a matter of time before the military shot mandate crumbles in court, end quote. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product, My Slippers. What makes my slippers different from those other slippers is my exclusive four-layer design. The first layer is MyPillow's patented foam, which will help prevent fatigue and offer you incredible support. My second layer is a memory foam that will give you amazing comfort. And layer three is my patented impact gel that'll help reduce stress on your feet. And layer four is a durable outdoor-indoor sole so you can wear my slippers anywhere, anytime.
Go online or call right now to order your very own pair of the new My Slippers. Use the promo code on your screen and save an incredible 40% off your My Slippers order. You can enjoy My Slippers anytime, anywhere.
What I love most about My Slippers is that I can wear them all day long and not have to change shoes.
I personally guarantee the first time you put them on, they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, who was quickly self-healed of COVID after taking ivermectin and a cocktail of supplements, says NFL teams are secretly recommending his regime to other infected players. The Packers superstar made the claim last Tuesday on the Pat McAfee Show, saying he is, quote, 100%, end quote, certain that teams believe his method of staving off the virus is effective. Quote, I do know behind the scenes, end quote, Rodgers said. Quote, this is 100% true. There are many teams who are recommending a lot of the same treatments that I got for their players, end quote. Rodgers said after he contracted coronavirus in November that he used a combination of drugs similar to Joe Rogan to recover from the virus quickly. His regime included monoclonal antibodies, zinc, vitamin C and D, HCQ, and of course, ivermectin. Quote, if you have Delta like I did, end quote, Rodgers told McAfee, quote, there's treatment options that actually help, end quote. The question everyone should be asking is, why aren't those treatment options offered to patients everywhere at hospitals, doctor's offices, and clinics? If we get to the bottom of that question, some of the top federal authorities at the NIH and possibly the CDC could find themselves under pressure to resign, if not face criminal charges. In other news, Georgia's Secretary of State's office has received what's described as a, quote, highly detailed complaint, end quote, from a voter integrity group that includes video evidence of ballot harvesting. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announced Tuesday he initiated an investigation into alleged illegal ballot harvesting in the 2020 election. True the Vote submitted the complaint to Raffensperger's office on November 30th, with details including digital cell phone data of 242 people making visits to drop boxes to dump mail-in ballots, with about 40% of those trips occurring between midnight and 5 a.m. This is according to the website Just the News. By the way, they also claim to have video evidence. Some are questioning whether Ratzenberger can be trusted to oversee this investigation, given his reluctance to look into previously disclosed evidence of improprieties in Georgia's 2020 election. Georgia-based radio host John Fredericks discussed the new bombshell evidence in an interview with Steve Bannon. Watch this.
Okay, Fredericks, I want to make sure we're not the boy crying wolf, because now this story coming out here, you got John Solomon, people on it, Michael Patrick Leahy, it looks ginormous. But I want to make sure we're not going doing hopium. So walk us through exactly what is going on in Georgia. What Dr. Peter Navarro says is the cesspool of all voting cesspools, sir.
The truth will set you free. We've been on this for a year and 3 months, 15 months now, since we started. Never have we been able to get any of the facts out because of not standing and other things that have gone on. What you've got right now is a clear violation of Georgia law where people are going to jail. Now, let me sum this up for you. Brad Raffensperger has suddenly found religion because he's up for re-election. He's under fire. Now, Raffensperger, to his credit, passed legislation through the General Assembly in 2019 making ballot harvesting in Georgia illegal. You cannot harvest ballots. When they signed the consent decree with Stacey Abrams, one of the things in that granted the drop boxes was that, according to Georgia law and Stacey's law, only one ballot could be put in a drop box at a time. And that ballot had to be delivered by either the person filling out the ballot, the voter, or someone that was sanctioned to put the ballot in there, friend, family, relative, etc. Ballot harvesting in Georgia is illegal as it is in Wisconsin and other states, legal in California. So here's what happened. Every single drop box in Georgia, in every precinct, part of the consent decree, they would have a video camera, right? So everything was videoed 24 hours a day. Well, Raffensperger and the Secretary of State never actually went back and looked at any of the videos, right? They contracted it out. Somebody said, yeah, we looked at them. Nothing to see here. An organization called True the Vote, led by Catherine Engelbrecht, the old-fashioned way, which is my way, right? Through FOIA requests, got access to the videotapes looking over the drop boxes 24 hours a day. Now, here's what they found. They only had access to 15% of the drop boxes in Georgia because 85% of them had already discarded the video, even though Georgia law says you're supposed to hold it for 22 months. All they got was 15%. They took the 15% and they painstakingly went over it.
Vernon Jones, who is running for governor of Georgia in the Republican primary against incumbent Brian Kemp, responded to the news by holding a press conference Wednesday in which he called for a federal investigation. Jones said he also does not trust Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr to thoroughly and impartially investigate the case. Quote, I'm calling for a federal investigation because the Georgia Attorney General has compromised his independence by endorsing Brian Kemp's re-election and embracing his position of denial of any election fraud. We simply cannot trust the Attorney General, end quote. So said Jones in the statement. True the Vote's evidence reportedly includes phone data that correlates with video showing individuals dropping ballots at 5,662 ballot drops during the 2020 pandemic. Well, this is certainly one worth watching closely in Georgia. A new Rasmussen poll is out showing nearly half of Americans believe the FBI has been transformed into Joe Biden's personal Gestapo, and they no longer trust the Bureau and that it serves the broader interest of fighting crime. The fact that this many Americans see no difference between the FBI and Adolf Hitler's secret German police force should be a wake-up call for the agency founded by J. Edgar Hoover. New data from Rasmussen Reports has revealed 46% of likely U.S. voters said they have a favorable impression of the FBI, with just 15% claiming to have a very favorable view of the agency. That's down from May of 2020, when 60% had a favorable impression of the FBI. 47% now view the FBI unfavorably, with 26% admitting to a very unfavorable impression. The National Post reports that in recent months, FBI leadership has been called, quote, a group of politicized thugs at the top of the FBI who are using the FBI as Joe Biden's personal Gestapo, end quote. The news comes following FBI raids on journalists for reporting on the diary of Biden's daughter, Ashley, which includes the claim that the president of the United States inappropriately showered with his younger daughter. The FBI also has been reported to have had operatives, referred to as shadowy commandos by a recent Newsweek article, on the ground at the January 6th protest rally at the nation's capital. Some of those federal operatives have been spotted on video appearing to encourage protesters to use weapons and become violent. The FBI was also involved in the plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, which appears now to have been a case of entrapment by FBI insiders. The FBI has also failed to fully investigate certain key homicides, including the apparent shooting death of government whistleblower Phil Haney, who was found dead in February of 2020. And full disclosure, Phil Haney used to sit at this very news desk. I produced his regular TV shows. He even sat at this desk carrying out his wife's memorial service that we agreed to stream out to his family and friends the year before he died. The FBI has had possession of Hunter Biden's so-called laptop from hell for over a year and done nothing but sit on it and say nothing. Is it any wonder its reputation has been tarnished? Is it any wonder that a big percentage of Americans now see the FBI as Joe Biden's personal Gestapo? I think not. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. Cancel culture has not only affected myself and MyPillow, but millions of you out there. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you for all of your support. At MyPillow, we not only have pillows, but we have hundreds of products, including my new slippers, bathrobes, sleepwear, and my new beds. We're offering the best gifts ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have this exclusive offer on the standard size MyPillows, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. We also have the queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now only $24.98 with your promo code. And we have the king size, regularly $89.98, now only $29.98 with your promo code. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer.
Welcome back. French President Emmanuel Macron used menacing language in a recent diatribe targeting France's 5 million unvaccinated citizens, calling them, quote, non-citizens, end quote, and vowing to make life increasingly unbearable for them. Macron has openly declared the unvaccinated in France to be the enemy of the state. Macron's latest verbal attack came as the government seeks to push through Parliament legislation that will make vaccination compulsory to enjoy cultural activities, use inner-city train travel, or visit a cafe starting January 15th. No longer will it be possible to have a recent test or a recovery from COVID to qualify for the country's COVID pass. Macron was infuriated when opposition parties joined forces on Monday to hold up the passage of the legislation through Parliament. Macron said, quote, I'm not going to put them, the non-vaccinated, in prison. I'm not going to forcibly vaccinate them. And so we have to tell them, from January 15th, you will no longer be able to go to the restaurant. You will no longer be able to go for a coffee. You will no longer be able to go to the theater. You will no longer be able to go to the cinema, end quote, he said. He went on to say, quote, when my freedom threatens that of others, I become irresponsible. An irresponsible person is no longer a citizen, end quote. Macron last year became the first Western leader to threaten his citizens if they refused to take the vaccine. And after that threat was issued, more than 6 million rolled up their sleeves. Many other world leaders subsequently imposed their own vaccine mandates. Quote, now that Macron has declared open war on the French unvaccinated, how long will it be until that begins to become a policy around the world, end quote. So writes Jeffrey Greider of the website, Now the End Begins. Speaking of European nations treating their citizens like dogs, in some cases worse than what you would have found in Soviet Russia, let's turn our attention for a moment to Germany. In that nation, COVID vaccine passports are going into effect nationwide, along with mandatory mask rules everywhere. This video we're about to show you, we cannot say exactly what the circumstances are, but we can say that almost no set of circumstances would justify the type of police brutality you are about to see. Targeting a woman standing by herself outside of a hair salon with her small dog. She is interrogated by three German police officers who then start to manhandle and terrorize her before hauling her off, all watched by German citizens who vocally express their horror, but do nothing to defend the poor woman. As a crowd gathers, at least five more police arrive on the scene. Have a look.
Da ist ein Hund dazwischen, sag mal. Schämt ihr euch nicht langsam?
Schämt euch!
Hilfe!
Hilfe! Hilfe! Warum hilft ihr denn nicht? Hilfe! Hilfe! Dann kommt doch mal! Keine Verletzung!
Was macht ihr für ein Zeug?
Schämt euch!
Das ist Freiheitsberaubung, sag mal. Die Frau könnte eure Mutter sein, sag mal, schämt ihr euch nicht, Frau Fluchtmama?
Verlassen Sie die Straße, ich hab's Ihnen gesagt. Gehen Sie auf den Gehweg.
Freiheit hier.
Gehen Sie auf den Gehweg. Sie können doch hier zuschauen, jetzt ist Ruhe.
Was heißt das Ruhe? Wollen Sie den Mund
schaffen?
Gehen von der Straße runter, habe ich gesagt.
Such is the state of the free world. That video was posted to Facebook on January 4th. The commenters suggest the woman was arrested for not wearing a mask. But as we said, we can't vouch for the details. All we know at this point is that it was an unarmed woman by herself not wearing a mask. Michigan's latest health system reported that nearly 700 of its staff tested positive for COVID-19 over the last 7 days, despite having a vaccination compliance rate of 99%. The Henry Ford Health System had 686 employees test positive in 1 week. And that's about 2% of the total workforce. According to Gateway Pundit, those who test positive are required to quarantine for 7 days after showing their first symptoms. Quote, in the last 7 days, 686 team members have tested positive for COVID. This is a threefold increase since December, end quote. And I'm quoting Dr. Adnan Makora, and he wrote this on Henry Ford's website. Quote, we had to temporarily close 97 beds in three of our hospitals, mostly due to staffing challenges, end quote. So there you have it. Hospitals are now shutting down bed capacity due to COVID-positive staff. This after firing a percentage of their staff that refused the jab. Something's wrong with that picture, isn't it? Henry Ford Health System was the first health system in Michigan to mandate COVID-19 vaccination for its employees with a September 10th, 2021 deadline. Despite protest and the threat of litigation, 99% of the system's 33,000 workers are fully or partially vaccinated. Laughably, Joe Biden is still calling this a, quote, pandemic of the unvaccinated, end quote. He said it again just this week in televised statement Tuesday. He also said with a straight face that vaccinated people, quote, do not spread the disease to anyone else, end quote. A ludicrous claim that even the leftist fact checker, Polyfact, had to agree was, quote, mostly false, end quote. Watch the liar in chief spreading his misinformation in this video clip.
And so everybody talks about freedom and not to have a shot or have a test. Well, guess what? And so how about patriotism? How about making sure that you're vaccinated so you do not spread the disease to anybody else? What about that? What's the big deal?
A video put out by the Spanish research team, La Quinta Columna, claims to show that COVID vaccines contain microparticles that have the ability to self-assemble once injected into the body. This affirms the research of Dr. Carrie Madej and others who have placed the contents of the experimental mRNA injections under the microscope. Madej has stated that with each new booster shot, the nanoparticles build up in the body in a sort of scaffolding effect. Eventually, a wireless nanosensors network, or WNSN for short, is created through this process, which is detailed in a paper published in the Journal of Communications. Quote, WNSN is the network interconnecting micro devices and nanonodes or nanosensors. Nanonodes, which are devices with a non-metric size, are composed of nanoprocessors, nanomemory, nanobatteries, nanotransceivers, and nanoantennas, and nanosensors, which operate at nanoscale level, end quote. So reports the Daily Exposé. La Quinta Columna's Ricardo Delgado reports that the nanotechnology used in these injections is a recreation of communications technology that is already in use, except in this case, it gets injected into the body. Quote, we're talking about nano communications, end quote, Delgado says. Quote, all of them are nanotechnology for nano communications, end quote. He went on to declare, quote, the explicit mention of the type of antenna and the technology of intra-body nano networks would confirm that vaccines are, among other things, vectors for the installation of nanotechnology or nano devices in the human body, end quote. So says Dr. Pablo Compra, who compiled images collected from COVID vaccine samples. Quote, however, beyond pure coincidence, the authors make explicit the use of graphene and carbon nanotubes as necessary elements for this network model, end quote. They also made it clear that this process of self-assembling wireless networks is a feature of all four of the injections currently being given to citizens of Western nations, including the mRNA shot from Moderna and Pfizer and the viral vector jabs from AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson. Tune in tomorrow for the next edition of the Worldview Report with Brandon House. Till then, thanks for watching. Good night and take care.